بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وحدہ والصلاة والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ، فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، یا ایہا الذین آمنوا کتب علیکم الصیام کما کتب علی الذین من قبلکم لعلکم تتقون، صدق اللہ العظیم، رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہ قولی، سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، پڑھی درود شریف، اللہم صل علی محمد وعلی آل محمد كما صلیت علی ابراہیم وعلی آل ابراہیم انك حمید مجید، اللہم بارک علی محمد وعلی آل محمد كما بارکت علی ابراہیم وعلى آل ابراہیم انك حمید مجید. My dear respected brothers, elders and sisters, my dear brothers, as we all know, we are literally days away from the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would very eagerly and excitedly anticipate the month of Ramadan. The question is, do we have that excitement inside? Let me give you an example. Your best friend is getting married in 2 weeks' time. How excited will you be? But he's getting married. Your son is getting married in 2 weeks' time. How excited will you be? Another function is taking place in your family in 2-3 weeks' time. How excited will you be from inside? You're already planning. On this weekend, I had to do this, but I will make this adjustment. I will move this over here. I will reschedule this because I need to spend time because this function is coming. Do we have that same excitement, anticipation for the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start making preparations for this month as well, well in advance. 2 months before the advent of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start making dua for this month. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And why not, my dear brothers? Why should this anticipation not be there? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the night before Ramadan, he gave this khutbah to the sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een. And he said that, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. Verily, a very great month has dawned upon you. Verily, a very blessed month has dawned upon you. How great is this month, my dear brothers? How blessed is this month? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this by saying that if my ummah were to come to realization and were to understand the khair and goodness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept inside this month, لَتَمَنَّتْ أُمَّتِي أَن تَكُونَ السَّنَةَ كُلَّهَا, then my ummah would desire that if only Ramadan would not be for 1 month, but if only Ramadan would be the whole year round. Allahu Akbar. Ramadan is a blank check from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh my servant, here's this check. And which bank account are you taking from? You're taking from my bank account. And how much will you take from my bank account? That's up to you. You want to write 1,000, 1 million, 10 million, 100 million, a billion, a trillion. Whatever figure you want to write on this bank account, it's entirely up to you. Whatever you write, I will give it to you. When in the superstores around us, when the food products go on sale, we call one another and we say, buy rice is on sale, go and get it. Buy one, get one free. Atta is on sale. Flour is on sale, this much price. The women, they're calling each other, informing each other. And here, look at the announcement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, over there, it's buy one, get one free. Or buy one, get the second one half price. And over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do one deed and I will times it, multiply it for you by 70 times. I will multiply it for you by 70 times. Allahu Akbar. Is there anyone who wants to take from us? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that look how the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in Ramadan. إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانْ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. When the month of Ramadan comes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the doors of Jannah. In another hadith he says that all the doors of Jannah open when the month of Ramadan begins, and not a single one of them closes until the month of Ramadan does not come to an end. And when the doors of Jannah are open, but me and you are living over here, what difference does it make to us? No, when the doors of Jannah are open, then those deeds that will take us towards the doors of Jannah, those deeds that will take us to Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them easy for us. Understand it like this, that there is a magnet inside Jannah. And it pulls those people to do good deeds. Now the doors are open, it will pull us even more to do good deeds. That's why you will see the most wretched of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it inside their hearts as well. That let me open up the Quran. Let me come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me go and listen to a bayan. And وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ. Naturally, my dear brothers, why do we feel the disinclination towards sin? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes the doors of Jahannam in the month of Ramadan. وَصُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And the jinn, the big jinn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala locks them up. Allah ta'ala chains them up. So my dear brothers, they cannot have an influence on us. أَوَّلُهُ رَحْمَةً. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam explains that in the first 10 days of Ramadan, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at its peak. If we want to understand this, especially those people who have come from such countries that water was not available at the turn of the tap. If you want to go get water, you, your parents would have to wake up early in the morning, take their buckets, lift up many utensils and go very far, sometimes up to the river, sometimes up to the well, and lift buckets and buckets of water to bring back, just for drinking water and to clean themselves. But these places, when the monsoon season comes, what do they need to do? They don't need to travel anywhere. All they need to do is take the buckets from inside the house and put them outside the house. Because it is raining so much, within minutes it will get filled up. Same way, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, outside of the month of Ramadan, you have to go a bit out of your way to attract the mercy of Allah. Inside the month of Ramadan, just take that much taklif, take that much trouble of putting your bucket outside. Just show the desire to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercy upon us, my dear brothers. The maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is at its peak. And the last 10 days, itkum minan nar. There's so many people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipates and frees from the fire of Jahannam. So this month is literally 16, 17 days away from us, my dear brothers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build up the motivation towards this month, and to build up the stamina so that you and I can perform inside this month, Allah ta'ala gives us two blessed months before this as well. Rajab and Sha'ban. My respected teacher who has studied Sahih al-Bukhari by the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Salim Dora, Sahib Hafizahullah. He says that if you want to be speeding in your car, you want to be driving on the highway speed, fifth gear, sixth gear, he says you can't just turn your car on and expect to put it into fifth gear and sixth gear. He says when you turn your car on, you have to build up your speed. First gear, second gear, then third gear, fourth gear, and then you can be going fast in fifth gear and sixth gear. So every single one of us sitting inside this masjid, we want from inside, our desire is that when the month of Ramadan comes, our cars, our spiritual cars, we are in the speed of the fifth gear and the sixth gear. Nobody wants to be lazy in Ramadan. Everybody wants that when Ramadan comes, I want to be in full force. I want to achieve and acquire as much as I can. But my dear brothers, this will not happen just like that. He says, just like the car, you cannot just start it in fifth gear and sixth gear. You have to build up the speed. So my dear brothers, if we really want, sometimes we desire something, but we make no targets in our life to meet that, to fulfill that desire. You have to, if you want to become something in life, you want to achieve something in life, you have to make practical steps, you have to make practical targets and take practical steps to achieve that goal. You can't just sit there, it's 9 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, your alarm is buzzing, you want to become a multimillionaire, you can't even get out of your bed on time for work. How will you achieve this goal of yours? So if you want to achieve something, you have to take practical steps. So if we really want to achieve this desire that we have, that we want to be in fifth gear and sixth gear in the month of Ramadan, then my dear brothers, it's no good just sitting around right now. We need to put ourselves in that mode from now, that when Rajab came, we should have turned our cars on. Come to this realization that Ramadan is coming, let me start speeding my car up now, first gear, second gear. When Sha'ban came, we should have now shifted it up to to third gear and fourth gear, so that in 15, 16, 17 days, when Ramadan will come, we can be in fifth gear and sixth gear, my dear brothers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make this even more easier for us, just like before every, or before many of the farz salah, we have sunnah. Before the two rakat of farz of fajr, we have two rakat sunnah. Why? So that we, it's like training for us that, okay, come, perform your sunnah first. So mentally you are training yourself, you are preparing yourself so that you can achieve properly for the farz. So that you and I can achieve properly in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Rajab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Sha'ban. And because time does not permit, let me just fast forward, that even inside Sha'ban, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very blessed night. So that you and I can make the most of it. So that we can reconnect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make some more intentions to change, my dear brothers. So this 15th of Sha'ban is coming. On Saturday night, it will be the 15th of Sha'ban. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has promised that in this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to the heavens of this earth, the skies of this earth, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes this announcement that Ala min mustaghfirin fa'aghfir lahu, Ala min mustarzikin fa'arzukahu. Is there nobody who wants to ask my forgiveness? Tell him to ask me so I can forgive him. Is there nobody who wants to ask rizq from me? Tell him to ask rizq, request this rizq from me, and I will give it to him. My dear brothers, every single one of us are going through some sort of difficulty. It's either with regards our children, either with regards our marriage, either with regards our income. We are all going through some sort of difficulty. So Allah announces, فَهَلْ مِن مُبْتَلًا فَأُعَافِيَهُ. Is there nobody going through a calamity, some difficulty? Tell him to ask from me so that I can relieve that difficulty from him. أَلَا مِن كَذَا. Is there nobody with this problem? Is there nobody asking this? Is there nobody asking this? All the way till the Fajr Salah. So what a blessed night. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains that apart from a few unfortunate individuals, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَتَّلِعُ لَيْلَةَ النِّصْفِ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ فَيَغْفِرُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He manifests on this night. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives majority of the Muslim ummah. Allah forgives their sins. Apart from a few people He mentioned. He said Allah ta'ala will forgive the whole creation. Apart from those people who ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mudminu khamr, somebody who is a drunkard, addicted to drinking. Aqqun li waliday, somebody who is disobedient to his parents. Somebody who hangs his trousers below the anchors. These few sins, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, said these people, even on this blessed night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive them. So it's mine and your responsibility to find out who are these people. And if I am somebody who is disobedient to my parents before the 15th of Sha'ban, before Maghrib starts, let me patch up my relationship with my parents. If I am somebody who is engaged in this certain sin that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that Allah will not forgive this person, let me do tawbah from this sin. Let me take practical steps to take myself out of that sin. And my final message is, my dear brothers, that Ramadan is coming. I ask you, how many people do you know from your locality? How many people do you know from your friends and family around the world that last Ramadan they were with us? And they were also thinking that, yes, I've got many, many Ramadans to come in my life. The next Ramadan is here and they are not with us, my dear brothers. Similarly, this could be mine and your last Ramadan as well. I had a very close friend, Maulana Adam Lunat Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. He was a good alim from England. All of a sudden, he had this severe headache. They took him to hospital. They said it's brain hemorrhage. And it's bleeding so much that there's no way to stop it. Within a couple of days, he passed away, my dear brothers. Young, healthy alim like me, walking around doing the khidmah of deen. Did he see that moments away, my death is going to knock on my door? Allahu Akbar. Somebody else, his brother texted me, make dua. You know, my brother, his wife wasn't in the house when she came back home at 6 p.m. She found the husband on the floor. They took him to hospital. Again, brain hemorrhage. Brain hemorrhage, and he had a stroke. And within a couple of days, we were doing his janazah, salam, my dear brothers. So don't take it lightly. Don't take death as a joke. Don't think, oh, I've got many, many years of Ramadan to come. this could be mine or your last Ramadan, my dear brothers. If that is the case, let us make an intention from now that this Ramadan needs to become the best Ramadan in my life, inshallah. I want to increase in the recitation of Quran. I want to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as I can. Allah ta'ala has given me wealth. Let me spend as much as I can in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me do as many good deeds as I can, my dear brothers. I will finish with the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day he climbed the pulpit and he said, Ameen. Second step he took, he said, Ameen. Third step he said, Ameen. Sahaba kiram later on asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we have seen you do something you have never done before. So he explained that today, whilst I was climbing the pulpit, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came. And he made three bad du'as. He made three bad du'as, du'as against certain people. And as he was making those du'as, I was saying, Ameen. Understand the concept, my dear brothers. Who is making this du'a? Sayyidul Malaika, the leader of the angels. Who is saying, Ameen? Sayyidul Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, the leader of the prophets is saying, Ameen. Where? Most probably in Masjidul Nabawi, at the blessed place of the Mimbar. These bad du'as are being made, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. First du'a, Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan, falam yughfar lahu. May that person face destruction who finds the month for Ramadan, yet he does not find the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He spends Ramadan, yet he does not get forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May this person perish and face destruction. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ameen. Second step, may that person be destroyed whose my name is mentioned in front of him and he doesn't send durud sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon me. The Prophet ﷺ said, I said, Ameen, may he face destruction. And the third person, that person who finds his parents in old age, yet he does not get the tawfiq to serve them and find his Jannah. May that person be destroyed. The Prophet ﷺ said, Ameen. Whatever good was shared with us, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to bring them into our lives. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.